apologized, stepping out from behind a desk. Thank God. If you'll excuse me, she said to the woman, and hurried to the door. The gentleman from inside beat her to it, opening the door with a smile. May I help you?
Yes, thank you.
She wanted inside, away from the caveman, the model in the grueling heat. But he stood there, inadvertently blocking her way. He was as tall as the caveman, not quite as bulky, but still very fit, wearing a polo shirt and khakis. Attractive, yes, but not overwhelmingly so like the other one.
I'm here to discuss business with Brody Cruz.
The man smiled. He didn't look like a Neanderthal, he wasn't covered in grease, and best of all, he wore a respectable amount of clothes. But he said, I'm Jack Cruz. Looking beyond her, he said, Brody?
Oh no. Dread crept over Mary. No.
The scent of grease and heated mail alerted her to his nearness before a rumbling deep voice said from right behind her, I'm Brody. What can I do you for? At his deliberately misspoken question, Little Red whirled, her expression aghast. She looked ready to faint, or maybe scream. Odds of her running away were high. Brody grinned, then winced at the pain in his head. Her mouth opened, but nothing came out. She closed it again, breathing deeply from flared nostrils. Gorgeous mouth, he noticed. Full lips that looked a little pouty when he doubted this woman knew how to pout. As he stared at her, more freckles appeared over the bridge of her narrow, hoity nose. Her eyes were vivid blue, like the midday sky, or sapphires, or... Hell, he was too hungover to pinpoint the exact color of her eyes. Her hair, though, he could nail that. Fire red and curly. His gaze swept over her body quickly, but a glance was all he'd needed to realize she was stacked and doing her best to hide it. Jack cleared his throat and the woman jumped as if his brother had goosed her. She looked back at Jack with longing, then at Brody with distaste.
You're Brody?
Never had a woman said his name with such disappointment. True, he wasn't at his best, but still. Just then, Gina's boobs smooshed up against his sweaty back as she draped herself over him, trying to stake a claim.
Brody, she whined in his ear. About tonight?
There'd be no shrugging her off, so he said to Red, excuse me a sec, and turned to walk toward the car. After a smug look shot at Red, Gina came along. He hadn't gone far enough away not to be heard, but it was his best stab at compassion. He shoved his hands in the back pockets of his sagging jeans. I already told you no. No for tonight. No forever. Let it go, okay?
But...
No buts. Jack and I share a lot, but not that. He heard Red gasp again, heard Jack growl, and then the office door opened. Brody glanced their way in time to see his brother escorting the scorched redhead inside. Why the hell did that bug him so much? Because she came here for me.
Jack was a mistake. I want you, Brody.
He rolled his eyes. Now she was insulting his brother. Did the woman not know his feelings on family? Apparently not. This isn't a carnival. You don't get a ticket for all the rides. Her pout was deliberate and perfectly practiced. If she hadn't screwed his brother, he might have been interested. Go home, he said a little more gently. We are not happening. Without bothering to look at Gina again, he turned to Howler. The dog had sprawled in the scant shade of the Mustang, catcher mitt paws in the air, junk on display, one loose lip drooping down to touch a floppy ear. Come on, boy, let's go cool off. Howler opened one eye, grumbled, and closed it again. I'm going to get lunch. That got his attention. The dog's long, bony legs flailed in the air as he frantically struggled upright, lumbered to his feet, and ran over with a woof. Quiet voices reached him as Brody stepped inside. Jack's calming, Red's rushing denial, the brush of cooled air played over his fevered skin, drying the sweat on his body and tightening his nipples. He went past Jack's office, glancing in only long enough to say, be right back. He saw Charlotte, his and Jack's secretary, who was more like a little sister since they'd known her forever, fetching cold bottles of water. He leaned in to whisper, don't let her flee, okay? I gotta wash up, but I'll only be a minute. Brows up, Charlotte snorted, I'm not your pimp. Brody cocked one brow. She wants to hire me, Brad.
Not anymore, she doesn't. She's doing her best to convince Jack to take the job instead.
With a wink, she sidled past him and down the hall to the office with the drinks. Son of